Welcome back. This is Punk Rock Ron Swanson Presents Catch Me in the Pit. I am your host, Punk Rock Ron Swanson.
Fuck you.
Bing bong. Hey.
Hey. You.
you okay there, bud?
Yeah. I have two things real quick. Bro, when I was oh, by the way, I'm the Patibulous Brains. So bro, when I was napping, I had the fucking wildest dream. Like the wildest dream. That I somehow ended up in like a fucking psych ward, and they were pushing pistachios that would cure your anxiety. And I was just like, bruh, no way. And I was like sitting there like trying to discredit it.
Wait, you were like the Canadian.
No
dude.
Way.
What? Yeah. No way.
Fuck steak. Pistachios all along. No. And bro, this was like an hour nap and I had this wild ass dream. I woke up and I was like, and for some reason in the middle of it, I thought I lost my debit card. So like when I woke up, I looked at my wallet and I was like, oh, good. Can't lose that.
No, it's fucking, it's brutal not having your debit card until the bank sends you another one.
I mean, yeah. But nowadays they just give you a blank one. To like take money out of like the ATM until you get your other one.
Yeah, not mine.
No, that sucks. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, pal. Mm.
It's the only negative thing I have to say about my bank. Well, shit, dude. I mean, I might as well talk about that too. Fuck Ticketmaster.
Oh, did you ever get your money back?
Yeah, it just hit today.
Ah, damn.
So, guys. Let me take y'all down. First off, we apologize. I apologize. The last 3 weeks have been absolutely insane schedule-wise.
What are you talking? This is season two of Catch Me in the Pit.
Okay, word. Welcome back to season two. Bing bong.
This is season two, the summer edition.
Either way.
Where we hang out with our wang out and we get scammed by Ticketmaster and have dreams about being in a psych ward.
Fuck yeah. And
we're in our Mercury is in Gatorade season.
Did you say that because you saw me drinking a Gatorade, bro?
No.
Oh. Anyway, we're back. We're a little sleep deprived. But hey, we're just having fun, right?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking
existence is pain.
Existence is pain. It's gonna be Brains' next tattoo just right across his chest. Fuck Ticketmaster, guys. So what was that? That was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Longer. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was shortly after we recorded the last episode. And
so a month ago.
Yeah, so either way. Small business owner, checking my bank accounts because, you know, I got a payment that's supposed to be coming in. So I was just doing some mathing, some financing, right? And then it was substantially less in the account than what I, you know, thought or knew there to be. So I went digging on the invoice. Yeah, I could be off by like $100 or so, but it was a substantial amount, right? And I'm telling this for you guys because Brains has been a part of this whole entire fucking journey. I scroll down, and there's two purchases that I sure shit knew I didn't make. And they were Ticketmaster for $600-something. And
OnlyFans. Wait, yeah, what?
What? No, and then Reliant Event Insurance for like $60.
A Relina.
Yeah. But So red flag number one, ticket insurance. I never buy ticket insurance. Why? It's a fucking scam. It's just like taxes. If you're buying tickets to a concert or to an event, don't get scammed into fucking getting the ticket insurance. Because guess what? If for some fucking unforsaken reason you can't go, last minute, throw those shits back on the interwebs, people are going to pick them up, especially if it's a fucking sold out show. Either way, boom, bada bing, bada boom. Immediately knew it wasn't me, right? Well, then I was like, wait. So my girl is currently, like, she left this morning. She's in Nashville for Taylor Swift. I'm like, well, we got the Taylor Swift tickets, but did they, like, not charge me, like, a certain amount? So, like, no, that's not it. So then I text her because, you know, she has my card on her file for Ticketmaster.com on her app or whatever. And so I was like, hey, did you buy concert tickets or tickets at all for anything? She was like, no, what the fuck? And I told her, I was like, yo, I'm missing like $700 from this purchase. And she's like, what the fuck? No, it wasn't me. She's like, is this your way of trying to tell me that you bought tickets after we agreed you wouldn't buy tickets? I was like, no, absolutely not. I got robbed. So then I started doing more digging. So on my app, I can actually like search the like the purchasing, like the name of the purchase. Like I can type up Amazon. It'll show me every single purchase I made on Amazon with that card. So I typed up Ticketmaster. That was the only Ticketmaster purchase with that card, which doesn't make sense because that's what I buy all of our tickets with, right? Then I see on the Ticketmaster says TM, like abbreviated or acronym for Ticketmaster. And then it just says Ticketmaster Los Angeles, California. So then I just search TM and it has every fucking concert ticket I have ever purchased. It says TM and then whatever the event, like Fallen in Reverse or Blue Ridge Rock Fest or whatever. It would say just TM and then the name of the event. I'm like, motherfucker, I got robbed by Ticketmaster. So I filed a fucking fraudulent claim with my bank. I had to wait like 4 days for it to actually post and then filed the claim. And here's the sleaziest part of it all. So I Google, I Google my bank. I Google First Citizens customer service number, right? It's a logical thing to do, right, Brands?
Yes.
So I click the top thing, and it's this fucking dude who does not speak the greatest, cleanest English ever, but yeah, you know, telemarketers, you know, phone services, whatever. And I'm explaining, he's like, oh yeah, there's a glitch in the system. And I immediately started playing Dropout Kings in my fucking head. He was telling me, oh, we're really sorry about this, da 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 da. I was like, all right, word, cool. Like, I want my fucking money back. And he's like telling me, then he's telling me he wants me to, he asked what kind of phone I was on. I was like, iPhone. And he's like, go to the app store, download this app. So I search the app. It's a fucking screen mirroring app. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? What do you need this for? And he's like, I need to see your bank account from your phone. And I was like, my man, get the fuck out of here. So then I got the real customer service, but that's just sleazy. Fucking these scammers fucking paying for either way. I got scammed out of $700. I got it back, but still fuck Ticketmaster. That's all I got to say. Go through bands in town, go through Eventbrite. You know, bands are doing that. That's my fucking tangent.
Aren't they all owned by Ticketmaster?
I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
My Apple card is linked to my Eventbrite account. So like that's a Goldman Sachs bank. So they have to go through some hurdles to steal from that card.
Sachs?
socks, sacks.
Goldman
D's,
Socks. The
D's,
most elite
nuts.
socks store in the planet.
Any hooser, that happened. But so much more has happened. Like Brains' roommate killing somebody on Fortnite. You guys hear that?
Oh, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, I got my door closed and everything. Holy shit.
Your boy is loud and very excitable.
You heard that? He's like, oh! Oh! Yeah, so music is still a thing. And it's just alive and well. And, you know, because we're not a Mongolian basket weaving podcast, we're here to tell you about it.
Yeah, we've gone to, bro, we've gone to a shitload of shows.
I mean, what do you mean, this year?
Yeah, just the 2023 alone. Like, we're not even halfway through the year. We literally just ended the first month of the second quarter. We still have two more months till we're at the halfway point of the year.
Do you count every set at Blue Ridge to be its own individual show?
No, festivals are their own entity. I would maybe count, like, I think I still consider festivals their own entity, but like, I'd say every five bands you see is one show. Because you see five bands, you see anywhere between three to five bands at a normal show that we go to.
Are you making that up?
No, I mean, yeah, but like, it's logical, it's sensible. Speaking of show, currently, as we are recording on Thursday, may the 4th be with you, Brains.
And Yoda with you.
The homies Alpine Loop are playing their first live show of the year in Salt Lake City. It's tonight. It's right now. They are on stage right fucking now.
God.
So, like, while they're
no way.
While they're speaking into mics, we're speaking into mics. It's like we're like fucking like, ugh.
Bro. It's like we're holding each other's dicks on a mic.
Fucking Doc Central, bro.
Yeah. Just mashing it at this point. Anyway.
But yeah, so the fucking, I'm so all over the place. There's so much we have to fucking catch up on, which is a great thing because really, for the fucking up until this point, you know, we've been to multiple shows. You know, there've been a single here, a single there, announcement here, announcement there, but it's like spring is like dying, summer's coming, and fucking like people's lives are in motion again.
Yeah.
It's like I got a little sunshine in my life. You know what I feel?
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung its giant pecker of music.
That's right.
Did you like my little pun I threw in there? Did you get that? Did that go over your head?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I got it. You know,
it must have sucked then.
You know, I might die if I stay in this cold. I got to get with it. You know?
Caleb Shomo recorded another happy song.
Sunshine. I thought it was great.
I thought it was amazing, too. It also threw me for a fucking loop. Like,
what, the dead stop in the beginning of the song and he just plays acoustic?
Yes, I was like, first listen through, I was all like hyped up, like, yeah, let's fucking go. And then I was like, what the fuck just happened? And I was like, yeah, let's fucking go.
It really like built up to where, you know, you thought it was just going to pop the fuck off. And then it just goes, there he is with his cute little acoustic.
Yeah.
Trying to finally show. Yeah.
Yeah, so that came out.
The breakdown was pretty gnarly, too. Yeah. More like a week ago.
The breakdown in Riptide was solid too. So like I miss depressed Caleb. Because I like sad music. Sad music makes me happy. But just new Beartooth makes me happy right now. So I'm digging it.
Album can't be that far away.
No, not at all. Two singles, but they haven't reported an album, so they might be fucking doing the whole Fall in Reverse shit right now.
I don't think that's really his style. I think he's always in that studio on Instagram, so he's got to be putting together an album.
Yeah. But, shit, what was it? 2 weeks ago, we went, we made the drive. You know, we had Randall on, and they finally came to South Carolina, and we made the 3-hour trip. We pulled our boy old Greg in and got him to ride along with us. And then we showed up to the venue like way early.
Way early.
And
hey, but if we had not shown up early, we would not have been able to go and hang out with the boys.
Nah, we got to hang out with the boys, you know. Fucking they had the truck in the trailer with all the gear and everybody was fucking hungry. And I was just like, how many are there? Like 10 of us. Cool. I can legally fit 5, but I have a trunk.
Yeah, it was outstanding work.
No, it was a great time. It was actually, I was super happy that we got up there so early and we got to kick it with the boys. And they still won't tell us if they got the bid for Blue Ridge or not, which is fucked if they did. I just want to know.
Or is it really commendable that they are staying so quiet on it?
Oh, super, super commendable. But the self-centered asshole in me just wants to fucking know now. I want that instant gratification. You hear me, Randall?
He hears you. He doesn't care, but he hears
doesn't
you.
Care. He doesn't care. He's like, hey,
Randall hears you. Randall doesn't care. They were great.
Yes.
They were absolutely great live.
Had to cut a couple songs because another band, you know, their drummer
fucked up.
Broke his fucking pedal.
He broke his fucking kick pedal. He just threw his hands up. He's like, it's broken. It's surely broken.
Yeah, that was kind of funny the way that like went down.
Yeah, he like threw his hand. He looked like Ricky Bobby with I don't know what to do with my hands. Like he just had his hands up and he's like, kick's broken. It's broken.
Just fucking free kick that shit, bro. Could you imagine?
He probably had that kick for a while and it just happened to break at the worst possible time. Because they were good. I don't remember the band name, but they were pretty good.
They were good enough for you to say that they were good, which is a huge thing. It's a huge thing with brands. But they weren't good enough for you to remember who the fuck they were.
Yeah. Well, I think that was because I was only there to see Seasons, so my head was kind of tuned out for all the rest of the band, sorry to say.
No, I'm with you. I went there for the boys, and it was
So I was kind of just like more just like watching the clock, wondering, you know, when can they get on, rather than just being in the moment and enjoying the rest of the bands, I guess.
What was your favorite song from the set? Like, I know what your favorite season song is, but like the live performance, because that was your first time seeing Seasons, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So what was your favorite song of the night?
What is it called? Hand grenades. What is it?
High fives and hand grenades.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were standing outside of the green room right before they were getting ready to go on. And, me and Randall were talking and he was just telling me they had to cut, circles in 1093. And I was like, fuck. And then Mark comes in and he goes, yeah, I said cut high fives. And I was like, the fuck? No. High fives and violence can never be cut from any fucking set, like ever. And they all started laughing. High fives is what led me to Seasons.
1093 is an amazing song, though, and it was a shame that they had to cut it. I would have
Absolutely.
loved to hear it. I'll just have to wait till the next time to hear it live.
I should have just offered to pay for the
At
noise ordinance violation.
Blue Ridge?
Bazinga.
You hear it at Blue Ridge, Randall?
The world may never know until May 10th, which is next Wednesday.
Yeah. Until then, stay fucking clueless, my boys.
Yeah, so then, you know, it's funny. It's funny how we'll go like 2 or 3 weeks, no shows whatsoever. But then, like, when shows come through, they're like stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
We'd be causing some unmanageability in our lives.
I guess.
I love it. It's literally what I work and live for.
I don't think it really causes that much unmanageability. Others would disagree.
Yeah, well, you and old girl do get the privilege of going night-night when we're leaving said shows. Well,
that's your own fucking fault. No.
I have control issues. I know.
Yeah, so then don't even spew all the garbage you were just about to spew.
It wasn't. I was just acknowledging that I self-inflict.
You have the privilege of taking a nappy poo on the way home.
Motherfucker, you took a nappy nap on the way to the job yesterday.
And I'm totally within my right as a passenger princess to do that.
You are. You can always be my passenger princess.
Thank you, boo.
Like I told Greg, you should get yourself a Brian, but you can't have mine. But yeah, so we went and saw Seasons, and then we came home that night, and then we saw this shit on Facebook and IG. Fallen in Reverse had to cancel a show because of Ronnie's voice, right? And Brain just sent it to me. He goes, "Man, here we go again." So he had like literally like 5 days in a row of shows, like festival appearances and like random like one-off shows, like the ticket that we got. And Saturday came around. Or no, that was Saturday. Sunday came around, canceled. They were off. They already had an off day on Monday. So they canceled Friday. They canceled Saturday. They canceled Sunday. They had an off day Monday. And so our show in Myrtle is on a Tuesday. And we're just like, motherfucker, if he cancels, I swear to God. So Tuesday comes around, Brains and I are together working. And, you know, he had made a post on his story the night before, like that with the day, extra day of rest, like he will be good to go for the Myrtle Beach show. But just to be sure, I had to tweet out at him and be like, hey, man, tagged Ronnie, said, hey, man. Before I leave work early and drive 2.5 hours, like, are we still on for tonight? And, I think I said, love you, bud, or something. And, you know, obviously no response. I was kind of hoping it would trigger like a triggered response. But you know, nothing. But then it came time for where we'd have to leave and still no word. So it's like, fuck it, let's go. And we showed up because we had to wait for the missus to get off of work right at 5 o'clock. And we missed the opener. We missed Aaron Gillespie, however you say his name. Well, we caught like the last two songs, which I'm honestly very happy we missed that.
Gillespie.
Is that really how you pronounce it?
No.
Oh. But then Fallen Reverse came on stage, and it was, as always, magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
His voice sounded perfect, like nothing ever happened. The best part is it's literally sold out that day. There was like 80 tickets left going into the day, and it sold out that day. So we got the House of Blues packed to the gills. It felt worse than fucking the Trinity tour. And, you know, we're standing by the bar and we're like, how the fuck are we getting in there? And then we just saw our opportunity and went in there And the pit came out, and then we were like, cool. But then somehow it moved from being like 10 feet away from us to like the complete other side of the pit area. And it was like a charge to get over there. But we made it. And we ended up getting like really fucking close. And it was, again, just as good as every other fucking time we've seen Fallen in Reverse. And then I started to think, holy shit, Fallen in Reverse is starting to add up like Lamb of God. Like, that was like my 10th time seeing Fallen in Reverse.
Marry them then.
Nah, he's got Paige, bro. They made a whole movie about her life.
You could be his Paige.
The funniest part was the very next day, the very next show, canceled.
He canceled three after that.
Yep. We literally got the only Fallen in Reverse show.
Yeah, and then he got diagnosed. He said he went to like a nearest nose and throat guy. And they said he had laryngitis, and so he had to cancel a whole bunch of his stuff so that he could heal.
Well, they got the big popular Mons tour coming up in like 2 months. And that's a big ticketed tour. Like, that is Catch Your Breath, Our Last Night, Ice Nine Kills, Crown, Slaughter. You know, and one thing I thought was cool as shit was, you know, he had to, the day he got diagnosed with that was the day they were in Springfield, Missouri, and they were supposed to play with Slaughter, and he had to cancel it. But Slaughter and Catch Your Breath ended up finding a different venue that was able to take him on, and they were still able to give Springfield a show, which was very fucking awesome. Because I'd be super fucking upset if not only Fallen in Reverse, like Slaughter Prevails fucking playing with Fallen in Reverse, like that's epic in its own. But like, you know, the unfortunate circumstance that Ronnie had to back out for his voice or health reasons or any band, honestly. But then Slaughter's like just sitting there like, we from Russia, drink vodka, go sing.
No crips.
Eat one banana. Monkey eat two banana. No crimp. I eat three.
No crimp. Yeah, I mean, I foresee more cancellations for one reason or another.
I mean, I really hope not, just because like Ronnie's already like a super controversial person. In general,
People will still buy tickets even if they know he's like, even if he has a habit like of canceling.
I know, but I really don't even think that he wants to be like known as the guy that cancels shows, because he truly does like love his fans. Like, his crowd engagement is second to none.
Right. Well, even if that's the case, you're still seeing, like, you know, amazing sets from other bands. You know, it's one thing if it's like an unknown opener, you know, and then it was just going to be Falling in Reverse after. But, you know, even if they were to cancel, you still got Ice Nine, Crown the Empire, Slaughter, Catch Breath. You know, that's still a hell of a show, even if Falling in Reverse wasn't even attached to it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So
you had me.
I wouldn't be that disappointed if I had bought tickets for the tour and then they canceled and said the show is still going on. I'd be like, shit, I still get to see Ice Nine again.
Right.
I still get to see Slaughter for the first time. You know, with how much of a tailspin Crown the Empire went on in their band's career, you know, I still hear nothing but good things about them live.
Oh, they're solid fucking live. I saw them on Warped when it was still like the original band, and then I saw them at Rockfest right after what's his face was exited out of the band.
Dave.
Yeah.
I really wonder what happened there. Because one minute he was there, the next he was just gone.
For real.
And there was no story or anything. It was just, hey, Dave decided to leave. And he still makes music. There was that whole thing that came out that they had like ghostwriters for their songs. I don't know if that had something to do with it.
Could that be the voices inside their head that's taking over?
Punny.
That's my favorite album of theirs, The Fallout.
Bro, that shit is fucking amazing. And then Rise of the Runaways was like a perfect follow-up.
Yes. Machines is my favorite song on that album.
Bro, man can fucking scream that fucking like 15-second or 10-second scream in Machines. Amazing.
Now I know like, what I'm listening I'll to just tomorrow. Listen
sometimes just to get, I get chills like in Machines and then in Zero.
Ooh.
At the end, when he's singing for the first time and then he holds it.
Yes.
Like, bro, I still get chills.
Zero was not on.
That was just a single, I believe.
Yeah, no, it was on Retrograde.
I don't know. I kind of phased out after Rise of the Runaways. Because that's when I started really getting into like Fit for a King and what's the other one? I can't remember. But yeah. I set me sights on Fit for a King.
Oh, real quick, because you just made me think of something. I got tagged in this literally an hour ago. Phil Bozeman posted on IG, after this tour, we will be recording our 9th studio album. My roots have been calling me. Pure brutality. It's time to remind everyone. This will be the heaviest shit yet.
Really?
Whitechapel goes heavy? Again? They did kind of get like super melodic.
Who tagged you in that, Zach?
No, Jacob.
Oh, word. Yeah, they did get a little melodic. I've never really listened to them all that much.
Oh, dude.
I listened to some.
Their old shit, like, dude, Whitechapel, Suicide Silence with fucking Mitch, like, they were torn together all the time. Yeah, those were. If you were to ask me, what is one song to show somebody to get them to like a band, and it's like it's they have to like it or they're gonna hate the band forever, like a hit or miss, like To All That Are Dead. That is probably, in reality, their best song, but definitely, in my opinion, their best song.
I believe you.
You better, motherfucker. Because the best thing about it was is that came out of their second album, and it wasn't a sophomore slump album. It was a fucking banger of an album.
Sophomore boner.
Sophomore, I wake from my nap and my penis hurted.
So speaking of tours and shows and shit,
Blue Ridge.
Well, after today's or yesterday's
Blue Ridge time.
After yesterday's announcements, I wanted to kind of say Suckfest, but
Yeah, we still don't know who's left to be announced.
I know. All right, so where we left off, fucking Tendencies was announced, and I was super excited for that. I love seeing Suicidal Tendencies.
That's if you get to see them. You never know who might be lined up with them.
That is true. I've seen them enough to though to where it won't disappoint, but I would definitely like to see them again. And then right after that, Cypress Hill was announced.
And Soulja.
And Soulja Boy, tell him, was announced for the club experience. But then Veil of Maya was announced. And with Veil of Maya getting announced, it just like confirmed that that entire Sumerian lineup, like roster, is going to be playing at Blue Ridge.
Pretty much. For all we know, they could be filling in slots.
Could be.
You know, we still don't know who's replacing three of the headliners.
And we still don't know who those three headliners were, but we could speculate.
I mean, from what I've read, the big theory is Simple Plan, Offspring, and Sum 41.
No, facts. Like that, that's the only like logical. Yeah. Yeah, and then after.
I mean, these days, though, I don't know if you would consider them headliners. They are classic, very loved bands.
Offspring and Sum would definitely be. Offspring 100% would be in the headliner slot because they have in years past. I could see Sum being a headliner.
I could see Sum and Simple Plan being a notable announcement.
For sure.
I just can't picture these days. I can't picture them being the big name on the lineup as like, this is who you really want to come see. I just think that in the scene and what's popular these days, I like in my mind, I wouldn't have them slapped up as headliners.
Yeah, no, for sure. But one thing, like, if it was this tour that interfered with Blue Ridge, and you have the Warped Tour style stage, which we already agreed is probably where we're going to be camping out to begin with for the most part. And Sum and Simple Plan were supposed to be there. Like, where the fuck is Newfound Glory at?
They picked their friends over you.
Like, story of the year with the new album. Like you want to take throwbacks.
You don't know that yet. You don't know.
Maybe I'm trying to speak it into fucking existence, bro.
What if it already exists and it just hasn't yet to more be revealed?
Again, let's go back to previous statements. I'm impatient, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, you know, before we start going over the rest of the announcements, like last week they were like, no, it was Monday. They were like, Bad Omens, Sleep Token, and Blank are three of the most notable bands right now in our current time. And the Blue Ridge will be the only place that you can see all three this year and this year only. But we can't announce until Friday because they have to like complete a tour. Like they literally told us who the fuck it was.
They have to complete a what?
They have to complete their tour. They have to wrap up their current tour before the announcement.
Oh, are they only allowed to announce about the tour they're currently on? Like they can't announce about it while on a tour?
I don't know, but that's just what they said in the post on their story.
That'd be fascinating.
Guess whose tour ended yesterday?
Lorna.
Lorna.
Lorny Shorey?
And I literally, when I clicked on Blue Ridge's IG page just now to go over the list of the recent updates, you know how it says, like, suggest who to follow underneath? You know who the first one was?
Morning Shore.
Will Ramos. Ramos.
Lorna Shore.
So, yeah, guys, as you're listening to this, and then anywhere between 10 a.m. and noon shows up and it's Lorna Shore, you heard it here first.
We knew. I am actually Will Ramos.
Sing me a song.
How was that?
It wasn't bad.
There you go.
All right, back to Blue Ridge.
So they did like a group announcement. Yesterday.
There's still more. There's still more before that though.
Okay.
Rise Against.
Oh, that's right. Rise Against.
Which I've seen them multiple times and they are amazing live. And as long as somebody that I haven't seen or I want to see more isn't in the same slot, I'm totally going to Rise Against. But Rise Against the sets at festivals are not really like big moshing sets. It's mainly like fucking just waves and waves of crowd surfers. So if you guys are planning on seeing Rise Against and you don't want to get crushed by a crowd surfer, stay out of the pit because it's just going to be a flood of surfers.
It's going to be a lot of surfing at Blue Ridge, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The waves will be aplenty.
And then Papa Roach, which we all kind of anticipated that one.
And then they announced the tour.
And then Papa Roach announced the tour.
With Shinedown and Spirit Box.
Yep. Bro, someone posted like the whole VIP experience with Shinedown for that tour, and it was like $800.
Oh, you saw that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was early access was $300. And then the behind the scenes, meet the band, meet and greet, blah, 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 was $895.
Yeah, fuck that. Was Beartooth announced for Blue Ridge yet or no?
Oh, they were announced way early.
Okay, cool. So with Papa Roach and Beartooth being announced, hopefully they play the same night or same day and they play Cut the Line. Like Caleb comes on stage and does Cut the Line with them.
I could see that happening.
Could totally see
I'm
that.
Sure, I'm sure they're working all that out where people.
Well, Jacoby and Maria Brink from In This Moment, they did Gravity together because they played the same day. And she came out on stage during Papa Roach's night set and performed Gravity, which was really cool.
Now, if only Ice Nine was there, he could sit in on. Hip to be scared.
Hell yeah, bro.
He only has one line, but you know,
bro. Really. Real quick before we get to the, because now we're at the bulk lineup. Did you see all the shit with Ice Nine Kills?
What's all the shit? What'd they do?
Dan is not going to be on tour with them. They're lead guitarist. Oh,
that's right. That's right. They're bringing on, what's his name from?
One of my favorite guitarists.
What's his fucking name?
Doc Coyle.
Doc Coyle, yeah. They're bringing Doc Coyle on tour with them for some shows. That's a pretty rad experience, though. Sucks that he's not going to be there, but it's kind of cool that you'll be able to see Doc Coyle.
Yeah, and if you guys actually like appreciate the musicianship, Doc Coyle's fucking amazing. And he's playing Dan's axe. Like they even said, like, yeah, yo, this is gonna be badass because Doc's gonna be playing Dan's axe, which is literally in the shape of an axe.
Hoo-wee.
All right, drum roll. It's your moment to shine, brains.
Fuck.
He wasn't ready. You want me to list it? You want me to go over it? It's right here in front of me. You want me?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
All right. So then yesterday, Blue Ridge decided to do a bulk release. Artist announcements, announcements 120 through 126. We have Moto Graders reunion show, Conquer Divide, which I am stoked about. Conquer Dope. Divide. Yep. Then probably my favorite one out. No, it's not probably. It's my absolute favorite one out of this announcement because they are getting ready to start an East Coast tour and they're nowhere near the Southeast. The furthest south they're going is, the furthest south they're going is fucking Maryland.
Badlands.
No. Absolutely not. Motherfucking Outline and Color. That is a set, that is a early in the day set that I am definitely going to be fucking front and center for. I've been listening to those dudes for years and they're super underrated.
Right. And they just came out again with a whole bunch of new shit.
Yeah.
Where they had
Micah.
Yeah.
Micah Michael.
And then Benny was on one of the songs and
the dude Loveless.
Yes. Yeah, though I could see them being on early in the day.
Yeah, no, I'm super stoked for that. And then Edge of Paradise, Scars Remain, which is one of the pay to play bands. They're a regional band from North Carolina. Madam Mayhem.
Heard of them before.
And then, that one chick from TikTok.
Her band, Badlands.
Deadlands,
sorry.
Yeah.
They won the unsigned talent voting thing on Instagram. She's got a big following. I'm not surprised that she pulled it off. You never know. This could be what propels them. Because they're from New York.
Are they?
Yeah, they're from Long Island.
Oh, shit. Breaking news. Like, literally.
Get on with it, then.
This shit was literally just posted.
All right.
So you know how like Until I Wake we saw them on their first ever headlining tour?
Correct.
And they just wrapped it up literally last week.
Correct.
Yeah, they're going back out again in June.
With who?
1000 Below, Versus Me, Colorblind, Discrepancies, If Not For Me, and Sequoia.
God, that's a lot of bands.
It's a lot of bands and they're headlining it.
They're headlining it?
They are headlining it.
I would have thought Versus Me was a bigger band.
Nope.
Well, how about that? Good for them.
Yep. Knoxville, Memphis, Dallas, Atlanta, Greenville, South Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, Richmond, Elmira, New York, Thompson, Connecticut, Erie, PA, Lansing, Michigan, Iowa City, Iowa, Springfield, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Nashville, St. Louis, Missouri, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Lubbock, Tulsa, Wichita, Kansas, Des Moines, Iowa, Louisville, Kentucky, and then they're wrapping it up at home in Buffalo. Which that's pretty fucking cool because they didn't get to play Buffalo on their first tour.
Where in Greenville are they playing?
The Radio Room.
Gotcha.
Not Spartanburg at Ground Zero.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, no, that is super dope. You know, but you know what's not dope is, you know, like Lamb of God and Ice Nine Kills and the Acacia Strain are playing two shows and they're in Texas and Arizona. It's in Flagstaff, Arizona, where I will be in October, but that show happens to be in August.
Also known as the settlement of Kaisar and Fallout.
Ooh, wait, there was something else too. Motherfucking Alisana announced a tour this week.
Alisana.
With Limbs, Limbs, Vampires Everywhere, and Across the Whitewater Tower. And they're playing at Ground Zero.
Sweet.
On a Saturday.
Oh.
In August. It's going to be hot as fuck.
Woo-wee.
Okay, that's TBD. Yeah, that's totally TBD. Oh, dude, there's still like new songs like we haven't even fucking touched yet.
You know, Casey's going to hit you up about Alisana.
Probably. That's my end. That's my end of the show.
We're going to use her as ammo to manipulate our girlfriend to go to a show.
Rancid released their first single in years and announced an
album.
I didn't know
that they're on tour with Dropkick right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just discovered that the other day.
So
I want to see them live.
Rancid or Dropkick?
Dropkick. I like their style more than Flogging. Like, I know, like, it's always pitting them two against each other because, like, they're, like, the two biggest Irish rock bands. But, like, Flogging has got that old Ireland to them. When they play their songs.
And Dropkick has that drunk bar fighting music.
Drunk bar fighting, yes.
The cool thing is like Flogging Molly and Dropkick like tour together like regularly. They just never fucking come together anywhere near here.
Right.
But yeah, Rancid released a song. It's the title track of their upcoming album, Tomorrow Never Comes, and we listened to it. And it's literally like how I described it, what Bad Religion makes a Rancid song,
correct?
And like it couldn't be any more accurate. Solid song. Do you hear that? Do you hear the dog?
No.
Oh, she's fucking crying. Not bad, guys. She just wants in the room. Ooh. Ooh, Ghost.
What about Ghosts?
Woe Is Me's first single.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the band. I was like, don't you dare.
No, fuck Ghost. That's boomer dad rock in a modern mask.
Yeah, bro, I had that shit on replay one day, like, for an entire day when I was working. Because the Cleans are just, yeah, the Cleans are great.
Yeah, I'll leave that to you, man. I've never been a fan of Ghost.
No, I'm talking about the Woe Is Me song.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're killing me. You got me all confused.
No.
Yes. Finally, after the long awaited time ever since Woe Is Me said, hey, motherfuckers, we're back. And they took Michael and Hans and put them together and made another Woe Is Me little baby. This is the third rendition of Woe Is Me, with members from the first two renditions of Woe Is Me. And that was a fucking phenomenal coming out song.
Yeah, they came out with a bang.
Yeah, you were working right across from me, and you came over and you're like, this dude's voice is amazing. The song was perfect for what the song was. I was hoping to hear more of Michael with the screams, but like, I know that's just to come. Like, we got a taste of it. I know it's just to come.
Yeah, we got a whole album ahead of us.
Fuck yeah, we do. Speaking of whole album, fucking Amity released the title track of their album, Not Without My Ghost, which is the softest song on the album. Very fucking solid song. Show Me Your God is still my favorite fucking single that's been released. And the album comes out next Friday.
I See Dead People is the GOAT.
I See Dead People was great. Dude, they honestly, they're all fucking great. Show Me Your God, I fucking absolutely love.
Show Me Your God.
It's hilarious. I don't know why. But just the way that they start that song is just such a whisper. And then he just goes,
That's how they do a lot of their songs.
I know, but that one just in particular, like, I wasn't expecting it when I first heard it. So when he started screaming, I started laughing because I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, he whispers, show me your God. And then he's just immediately screaming. And then it's just a double kick for like a minute straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm super fucking excited.
I can't fucking wait for that album.
Guys,
that one's going to be fucking...
Guys, Brains and I have argued over who's the best metalcore band from Australia. Aside from Parkway, Parkway can't be in this conversation because they're just like in a completely different realm. But he's all about Polaris. But like, guys, I'm telling you, he just never really gave Amity a chance. And after being friends with me for so long, like, he's been giving Amity more and more of a chance. And like, they're gonna win him over. Like, I just know deep down in my heart, this album is going to win you over.
And then Polaris is going to put out another fucking album that they're working on, and I'm going to go straight back home to my daddy's at Polaris.
Whatever. I'll never
forget. That was their third album, The Death of Me. And it fucking slapped. And they took this long of a break, and they weren't really even that on that many tours. And then they announced that they're back in the lab. Like, they're going to take their time, but it's going to fucking just... Ugh.
Yeah, I'll never forget, like, COVID. So Amity's last album, Everyone Loves You Once You Leave Them, that came out literally like the end of February, beginning of March of 2020. And then like literally like 2 weeks later, like COVID happened and lockdown happened. And I'll just never forget like first couple weeks of the lockdown, it was like really like dreary and rainy and shit. And
yes, it was.
And we were in the apartment and, you know, just walking my dog and I always pop an AirPod in and just listen. Like, I literally listened to that album so much. Like, I felt like obsessed with that album. And like, there was also
heard.
It was just, it was a weird fucking time. And like, shit. I mean, bro, everybody knows shit kind of like stopped. And that was like the newest thing. And it was just fucking awesome. And you know, Amity's fucking dark and twisted and fucking and deep with all their shit. And like you and I've talked about it, but like I have a lot of high hopes and expectations for this album because its release day is also the 8-year anniversary of my father's passing. So I got a lot of hype going into this album. And it's all about death. Like, this is going to be a really solid album.
No more dead friends. Brr, 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 brr. The synth in that breakdown is amazing.
Bro, literally, show me your god. It's hell down here. Fade away. The death is setting sun. The death and the setting sun. I see dead people. When it rains, it pours. The big sleep, close to me, God voice, and not without my ghost.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a banger.
I'm so jacked. Fucking Mag Park released a new single yesterday, Homicide, and it's a generic Mag Park song. I need a banger, Mag Park.
I don't know.
Lost its luster.
Lost its luster. Yeah, that's the thing I was looking for.
I feel like with their last like several songs, they just haven't given us anything like to really like grab on. You know what I mean?
Yes. Nothing like that energy they had when like, you know, Back on My Bullshit and Things Don't Have to Suck.
COVID and blowing up on TikTok and all that shit.
Yeah, once like I saw Josh go and like he was like, now I have my own solo project, this and that, and I was like,
and then Jared left the band.
Yeah, it was like they immediately they got what they wanted, and then things just kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and then the other only new single came out today, and It's from a band that like used to be like fucking absolutely amazing and incredible, and like 9-10 years ago seeing them live, it was fucking brutal at the shows. It was absolutely insane. And this song's called Lost, and I swear to God, Bring Me the Horizon's Lost, who the fuck they are.
It was interesting.
Fucking bad.
It's definitely interesting.
The fucking soccer mom going to Starbucks after she drops her kids off at the game to grab her Starbucks so she can go get banged by her Pilates teacher is listening to this song.
They get banged by her Pilates teacher.
Was that too descriptive?
No. Oh boy, and then fucking Danny Warsnop goes on social media and makes a post going, "What baby wants, baby gets," and gave us a teaser of a new single by Asking Alexandria where he's actually screaming, and it is actually him.
Although we both did say, watch this be the only part in the song where he's screaming.
I mean, it could be, could not be, but I saw an extended version of that clip, and it immediately ties into him going to Queens.
Hell yeah.
So it's him screaming. We thought it wasn't. We, you know. Ronnie Swanson here thought maybe that he had like a special like guest on there, you know, a feature by somebody else screaming and he did the cleans, but from the extended clip I saw on TikTok, it's definitely Danny. So I don't know if this is ushering in. I definitely am not saying that this is ushering in a heavy Asking Alexandria again, because they've departed from that.
Well, Danny did go country for a while, and then they came back, and then it wasn't the same.
Right, and he doesn't want to scream like that anymore. He's made that very apparent that he doesn't want to scream like that anymore, but he also knows that a lot of his fans love that part of him, so I think he gave that to us. And if that's all he gives me, like, I'll still be pretty okay with it, because much to the chagrin of much of my friends, I do enjoy what they've been doing with, like, the last two albums that they did with like A House on Fire and See What's on the Inside. There were a lot of songs on there that I did enjoy and are on my playlist, including old stuff.
I liked Alone in a Room and Into the Fire. Those are the only two, like, modern AA songs I liked.
That totally fair. But like, I listened through both, and there are songs on there that I really like Lorazepam. It's not really shared all that much, but it's one of the songs on, like, the later end of like A House on Fire, and it's very catchy. You know, the title track is really good. Like, it's not heavy anymore, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, I miss Stand Up and Scream AA.
Like most of their fans probably do.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like unwarranted.
No, like, dude, Final Episode, Not the American Average, fucking Prophecy. Jesus Christ. Like, that album was, again, it's another album that was their sophomore album, and there was no fucking slump. They just kept going.
We'll just have to see, because that comes out the same day as Amity.
Yeah, tell me how it is, because I'm going to be listening to Amity on repeat. Oh shit! Well, yeah, man. Oh yeah. Only other news is, guys, I still suck at life. I fucking have not made the actual playlist yet. It'll happen. I promise it'll happen. I'm actually writing it down right now.
He goes and he whispers gently into your ear, "I promise.
I promise. Show me your playlist."
It's okay.
So, speaking of Friday bangers.
Speaking of getting banged on a Friday.
What you got? What you got?
I'm going to have to go with Sunshine.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go there.
Of course. I don't know. I think I'm a bigger Beartooth fan than most, so. I might die if I stay this cold. All right. Are you going to tell us or sit in silence?
Shh.
Oh.
Shh. Baby sleeping.
No. Shh. Golf Is On by Hot Mulligan. Dude, I'm so obsessed with Hot Molly right now.
Hot Molly. Hot Molly.
I just, like, I love, like, his whiny, raspy voice. And, like, I also really, really appreciate that they're, like, naming all their songs, like, super outrageous long sentences or phrases like they used to back in the good old days.
I do appreciate that. Zebrahead used to do that, too.
Zebrahead still kind of does it.
Like, when they took the, what was it? Not She's All That. Can't Hardly Wait. Mike Dexter Is a God. I think it was Can't Hardly Wait. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that who the popular guy was in that one? Mike Dexter?
Yes.
Yeah. Good song, too. Wasting away the day again. All right. So we're done.
Are we?
Yeah, Friday banger.
Bazinga.
That always bazingas us off into the stratosphere. We're really glad that you let us whisper into your ear pussies. We're back. Season two.
Penetrate your ear holes.
Penetrate your ear holes, you know, your whispering eyes.
The orifices on the sides of your head.
Yeah. We're glad to be back and back in full swing. Summer's coming up, so shit's going to fucking heat up real quick.
Sweaty
literally
balls.
And literally and figuratively. And methodically.
Oh!
And
but wait.
Socratically and pluroclotically. What?
We got another show to go to.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping with Sirens and Daisica in a week? 2 weeks?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The day after my birthday.
We finally get to see Daisica.
We finally get to see Daisica. Yeah, so like y'all already know the whole deal with me and my girlfriend and not buying concert tickets and shit. But like, so we started like dating, talking in like April of 2017, but like it wasn't like Facebook official until May. And my birthday is the 20th, and I absolutely refuse to like make it official on the 20th because, like, if you know, for God forbid it didn't work out. Like, I didn't want to hate my birthday. So we did it the very next day. So it's the day after my birthday. So, like, looking back on it, it was dumb because the day after I get a present, I have to give a present.
Stupid.
But she loves Dayseeker. And there was a TikTok of Rory just fucking belting it out. Everybody just standing there in awe and silence while he's just screaming at the top of his lungs. And like, also like her sister's birthday is like this weekend, I think. But like, you know, God forbid they do the birthday party, her birthday dinner party the next weekend, because that's Mother's Day weekend. So they're just going to invade my birthday weekend and do her party. So I like send her the TikTok and was like, yo, we could be serenaded by Rory on our anniversary, but no, we got your sister's birthday party. She goes, what time is it? I was like, we'd have to leave at like 3 o'clock. It's in Charlotte. She said, fuck it, let's go. And I immediately texted you, we're in there, pal.
We in there like swimwear.
So, yes, we've got Sunshine by Beartooth. We got Shh, Golf Is On by Hot Mulligan. And we'll see y'all next week. As always, remember, when hell is full, you can catch me in the pit, bitches.
Bye.
Bing bong.